Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
It is going to be good today to be joined by Western Province bowler Nosipho Vezi. And when I think of Vezi, I always think of her in this beautiful gold dress that she was wearing back in when she won so many awards for that 2023-2024 season. And it's actually so amazing to just be chatting with her ahead of the start of the season that we've been waiting for. It seems like the off season, in inverted commas, is so long, but we cannot wait to have our, you know, domestic league starting up again and seeing the Western Province ladies playing. With that, Nosipho, it is so good to have you with me today. How have you been doing? How is what I would say the preseason? And what's that been like for you? And welcome to the show as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. What I can say is that it's been okay for me. It's just that we've had issues with our facilities, with practice, because most of the time we're practicing indoors, which it doesn't give us an upper hand because we have to like get used to the outside and also the weather here in Cape Town. It's a bit ridiculous most of the time. So it really restricted us to have more fielding time and to practice more outdoor. But when overall our preparation is good. Yes, in my perspective.
Yeah. I think that you mentioned something so important. I mean, this Cape Town, this winter has been super wet, hey? And the conditions meant that you were playing indoors so much, and most of the time, and like you said, that is super, super challenging because you have to now adapt to conditions outside again. How do you go about doing that as a bowler when you're indoors and you're in the nets inside? It's a very different reality than being outside. So completely. Yeah. How do you adapt to that just personally?
It's hard to adapt because as a bowler, you need it's a different ways of going about your bowling when you indoors and bowling, and also bowling to like in the turf. Like there's a difference between practicing on those different places. But for me, as I'm a medium pace bowler, it's not a big issue because my run up is not long, because that's one of the factors that affects us as bowlers, bowling indoor and bowling outdoors. When like your run up is like too long, and then like when you're indoor, you're kind of like limited because of space, and you have to like use that basically because you don't have a choice. You have to bowl, you have to practice, you have to practice your variation, you have to practice your stock balls and everything. But for me, it's different because my run-up is short, but it's just the atmosphere and how where to place the ball and what variations to use in a certain time.
Yeah, I love how Coach Clay has often said to me that you know, Nosipho has been our most consistent bowler Western Province over so many seasons, and you've done that both not only with just taking wickets but also with having a good economy rate. And I was looking at your stats actually last night, by the way, and going, this girl's amazing. You've just been so consistent. It's a pleasure. You've been so consistent. And I mean, now you've represented the Western Province from the youth national weeks right into the senior space, where you just consistently in the starting 11. And I think that what people need to realize is that is a huge it's a huge kind of, not, I don't want to use the word achievement, but it's such a profound thing to just consistently be showing up and you in that starting 11. And I think it speaks volumes about who you are and what you bring to the game. And
thank you.
It really does. And you've not only done this, if I step back and I go, you've been studying, you mean you graduated with a psychology degree, you are a mom. How do you balance all these things? And by the way, congratulations on getting engaged a couple of months ago.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's no equation, to be honest. It's not rocket science because, we have to juggle around these different things, and you're just one person that just wants to manage everything at the same time. I can say it's just time management and knowing what to do at a certain time. As a mom, I have to make sure that I have to pay for my daughter's school fees. I have to provide for her. So I for me to do that, to be able to do that, I have to prioritize my job playing cricket. I have to make sure that I perform the utmost best. I have to make sure that I put on the extra effort more than other people, other players. Sometimes it's a bit draining, but it's just that you have to be positive at all times, like keep motivating yourself and keep going forward, no matter what life throws at you. But you have to focus on the goal, practice, go to the gym, do what you need to do at a certain time, rest, look after yourself, look after your mindset, don't let anyone to distract you in whatever that you're doing.
I love that, and thank you so much for sharing that with us, because I think that a lot of people look at that and also can be inspired in their own lives. Like you said, there is no real equation, right? There's no like, here's the list. If you just tick these off, it's going to go fine. You're having to do that, as a human being on your own and figuring out what is going to be that balance and work for you. And I think it's just inspiring. Your little one often is there, comes to the matches sometimes. Speaking of this, it is so cool to see. And I mean, it is amazing to see families at the games always. How has been
For
this?
sure.
How's the support been? Have you found that I mean, we always talk about the Newlands faithful. How have you found the support to be? Have you seen it grow over the past few seasons? And I will say personally, just from a side point for those who are listening and maybe have never come, I really encourage people always to please come and watch the games. And I find the women are supported much better than the men are for some reason. Now, how have you found the support and have you seen it grown a bit over the past few seasons?
A good question because most of the time I see family and friends around us to support us, especially when we're playing our home games. But outside that, yeah, there are like people that I'm noticing that they're coming through the club, players coming through to come and watch. Our former coaches from our former clubs that we used to play, they would come and watch the cricket, the ladies' cricket. And that really like makes me mo keeps me motivated. And it's just the people are here to come and watch us play as women's cricket, as women's team. It means a lot for everyone. I'm sure like every player in our team, like they appreciate each and everyone who's coming to watch us. It means a lot to us. It also motivates us to go forward and excel in whatever that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly that. And I always say to people, go and watch the games. It's amazing. The best talent on display. It is for free. You don't even have to pay to be there. You get to enjoy
It's for free,
Newlands.
yeah.
It's always amazing. And you just have the best players playing together. You get to see and witness and experience some amazing cricket. So I'm always grateful when I come down and I watch. Just see people sitting there under the trees, just supporting. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm really hoping that it will just continue and just grow so much. It will
Also
just be
too.
amazing. Now, speaking of the team, I have to say, obviously, the team won the Pro 20, the Hollywood Bets Pro 20, this, you know. And so the T20 crown, obviously, the team wants to keep. But now we have the Pro 50 trophy that the team was runners up in, right, last season. So is the hunger there to get hands on both? I mean, obviously, I know that this was. I mean, this is always a goal. It was a goal last season. You know, hey, let's take both. Is the hunger there even more now for as the season is starting, like literally this week, to go, okay, we're gonna do our best because we want the crown, we want the trophy, we want both of them, and we're not gonna stop until we get
Yes, that's all that I can say. It's a big yes because
it.
a lot of meetings that are being had. We are discussing most of the time, planning. We are ready. Like I can say, we are ready mentally, physically. Literally, you can throw a ball at me right now, or at Leah, or they are ready. Like everyone is ready to go back, to start afresh and do what we do best, and hopefully we're gonna get like better results this time.
I love that. I love you have incredible players. I'm looking forward to seeing. You know, I want to see Faye, you know, hitting those balls again.
Oh my
I want to see
goodness.
Kayla doing her thing. I
Yo.
mean, come on, this team is, I'm just so grateful I live in Cape Town because I don't know what I'd do if I live somewhere else. I'd be like a traitor to them because you ladies are amazing. Everything is just so beautiful about this team. And having Danae on the side last season as well, I mean, that was her first season as part of Western Province. How did you find that she came into the team? Because obviously she had been playing cricket for a very long time, had taken a
Long
break,
time,
hadn't been in a provincial setup. And did you find that she gelled well with the team and that it was good to have her there? Because her and Faye, you know, hitting those balls together, they were doing some phenomenal things, and it was just incredible to watch. Like I keep saying, best cricket on display ever, not only just for batting, but also bowling as well, you know.
People have different perspective when it comes to that, because for me, I've always looked up to her. Even before she played for us, I looked up to her, like in the ways of her leading the team, the Aces squad. So for her being in our space, it really made everyone to like want to learn from her more. Like people asking her questions, oh, what should I do? Like when stuff like this happens, the situation comes. If you're under pressure, I mean, she would even sometimes, even me without asking her, she would say, no, you're not catching properly, do this, do that. So she was helping out a lot, and it helped her like to, I can say, gel with other players, especially young players coming through, like helping them around, helping them with catching, whether catching or batting, mostly batting because she's good at batting. She mostly bats, so she would be there like for the youngsters and also the ones that come to her for to ask like more advice.
It's always good to hear that, you know, because it's when you bring different people in the team and then there's changes and stuff, how does everybody gel? And it's so interesting and it's so cool to hear that as well, you know, that you can ask her things, that she is part of that. And the campaign, your journey as a team kicks off this weekend. Oatsworn, so that's going to be, we know the conditions are a bit different. And the Garden Route Badgers, it's always nice to start off against them this weekend, 11th and 12th of October. What are your thoughts on the game, the games that are going to happen, the setup, you know, how everything plays out there? I'm not sure what the weather's been like up there, if it's been anything like Cape Town, so we don't really know. I mean, I'm not sure because I haven't checked on that, but how do you expect this to How do you expect the campaign basically to start off for the team?
The expectations is there for us to dominate for the 50 over and the T20. But we are putting it in mind that we are not competing against a weak team or anything. We are not looking down on them. We have to execute what we need to execute. We have to put our bodies in line in order for us to win matches. The plan is to be focused and do what we've been practicing and stick to the plan and see what the results would come back as, winning or losing. But what we definitely looking up for is to do our best, to do our utmost so that we can win the both matches.
Execute the plan, right? Execute the
Yes,
plan
yes,
that the team
yes.
has. Don't worry, this wasn't a tricky, trappy question.
Felt like that because, I mean, it's this weekend, we're going there now.
Exactly. And so now we're going to be watching. No, we know that the team has a plan and that they're going to want to execute the plan. And any good team wants to be able to do that and has their eye high on the prize. And the last thing I'm going to ask you about is your thoughts. How are you feeling around the Cricket World Cup that's currently happening at the moment? We know our team played an amazing game against New Zealand. I mean, we can't say enough about that. Are you watching the Cricket World Cup? Have you been enjoying it? Have you been, I mean, your coach is out there. Claire is with the team. So it's cute to see her on TV sometimes, but
It is.
how are you enjoying the Cricket World Cup?
I haven't been watching, but obviously our games I would watch because I want to see how we're performing. I just believe in the girls that they can do it. I also hope that they believe in themselves because I know that they have everything that it takes to bring the trophy back. And yeah, that's what I'm looking up for. Like I'm looking up for like I'm just waiting for the finals to come and see who's gonna take it.
Absolutely. Cannot agree with you more. And Nasipo, I wanted to say thank you so much for spending some time with
Thank
me today.
you. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. And to just be connecting with you before you kick off this incredible new season, which we've all been waiting for. It really does feel like a long time, the break.
It does. It does.
I just it's like you just wanna watch again. You're just like, hey, come on, let's start the games. Just
Oh,
wanna go
let's start
sit.
now.
Yeah. And it's like you wanna go sit in Newlands sometimes and just be there. You know, it's so beautiful and watch the cricket. So I want to wish you and the team not only all the best for this weekend against the Garden Route Badgers, but also for the whole season that not only will the team achieve its goals, but also that your personal goals and just things for you will just align perfectly as it's meant to you, and that you'll just have a wonderful
Thank you so
season.
much. Thank you. Thank you. This means a lot. Thank you.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, Castbox, and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.